religion. And I share with you some of the countless ways that we can heal ourselves, that we can begin to reclaim our own power. We are divinely created beings with God-given free will to make our own choices, to raise ourselves up, to walk ourselves into healing. We can choose to be healthier and happier through the power of that divinity that lives inside of us and all around us. And so each week we share with you ways to do just that. Often, all we need to do is actually discover and then release whatever those internal obstacles have been that have blocked our connection with that divine source of all life. That's what I call God, but you can call it whatever you like. Because what blocks us is often not conscious. It's below our level of awareness. We need a power that's bigger than ourselves to begin embracing our God-given birthright, to feel whole, to be happy, to be prosperous, to feel joyous and free in mind and body and in spirit. And so if that's what you want, you're in the right place. I hope that you and all of your friends join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern to learn how you can begin living the life you've always wanted to live. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and holistic life coach with decades of counseling experience, and my passion has always been sharing what I've learned about healing pain, about living a happier and more peaceful life, about clearing the suffering that so many of us are doing. And it's about feeling connected with that divine power that lives inside of us, and how that divine source of life itself can and does heal pain and suffering. I know firsthand how faith in that divine source of life can heal all of our woundedness. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, what helps, what really matters. My intention always is to provide you not only with the tools, but with the inspiration to remember your wholeness, to find it, and to live it. Divine Spirit is alive in each and every one of us. I know that, because without it, we wouldn't be breathing. When Spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, we have that divine spark of life and the power it holds living right inside of us. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, even where you are, it only matters that you know and begin to connect with that divine source of life. Because of that inner divinity, we have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering. I know because I've done it, and I've watched countless others do it as well. And so, I hope you join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM, or online at WAIF883.org, as we explore the many ways we are to tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that lives in your heart. It's yours as soon as you claim it. There is never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience wholeness or joy or prosperity. There's only stuff that we have to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that right inside of us. That divine power is ours to use for all things good, and it arises most easily and fully from humility and gratitude. And so I want to thank you so much for listening, and to also let you know that there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and I'd love to hear from you on that Facebook page. We'll also begin each week with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to bring body and mind into a greater harmony, and to let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, music, it begins to feel more strongly that divine spirit that is actually animating the body. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and I hope you join us for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Choose, choose.
We heard Sing a Song from the Gratitude CD of Earth, Wind, and Fire. I just love that song. Before that, we heard Kumbaya by Faith Rivera off of her Faith Groove CD. For those of you who are just joining us, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. We are your favorite listener-supported radio station. And my name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and spiritual life coach, and I am your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And it's a show that's focused on discovering the tools and the inspiration to live happier and healthier lives. There are so many ways that we can tap into that source of life itself that lives inside each and every one of us. You can call that God or Great Spirit or universal flow. I personally don't think it matters what you call it. I do know that it matters that you call on it. And it doesn't matter who you are or where you've been. That power, that source is inside of you. I know that because you're breathing. So whatever you call that source of life, that spark of consciousness, that awareness that's inside of you, that actually gives life to your body, that's where all the power and the beauty and especially the love that we all need so much, that's where it all lives, because that's where it arises inside of us. It's life itself, and we can welcome that connection with that divine source of life. We begin to wake up, and life is very different than when we're not awake. And so that's what we focus the show on here every week. I hope you join me. And today we're actually talking about how to connect with your higher self and your guardian angels and how to make a request that will get answered. And it's called Most Benevolent Outcomes. So I'm going to invite everyone to go ahead and get pen and paper because you're going to want to write this down. It's a really simple, really direct format that we're going to use to learn how to ask for what it is that we want. And whatever spiritual tradition you read, whether it's Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, every Native American, every tradition that there is will tell you, you gotta ask. Ask and you will receive. That is a law in the universe because we are beings of free will. And so that's what we're going to work with today, is how to ask specifically of the angels or your guardian angel. And if you don't really believe in guardian angels or angels in general, that doesn't matter. Because what this format that we're going to do today will help you do is just change your own mind so that you're thinking in a positive way about what you want instead of a negative way about what you don't want. And that's how we get positive things to happen in our lives. So before we get into that discussion, I want to let you know that we are having our spring. I'm in the wrong season. We're having our spring memberthon, and I want to tell you a little bit about that. We are a listener-supported radio station here at WAIF, and because of that, we count on your donations. So I hope you call me while the show's going on today. Again, the number is 513-749-1444, and I would love to take your donations, and you can help keep the show on the air, whether you're listening online or whether you're in the Cincy area and listening that way. We count on your support, so thank you very, very much for that. So what we're talking about here today, like I said, is how to make a request of your guardian angel. This is called a most benevolent outcome. I did a salon, the Friday night salon, last Friday evening, and we did a whole evening focused on these most benevolent outcomes, and it seemed like everybody really got a lot out of it, so I thought I would go ahead and expand on that topic today on the radio. I want to let you know that this whole idea and this format that we're going to be talking about comes from a man named Tom T. Moore, M-O-O-R-E. And he's written two books. One's called The Gentle Way Book 1 and The Gentle Way Book 2. And I believe the subtitle on those books is something like a self-help guide for those who believe in angels. And Tom Moore has websites like that for those books. He has a blog. He has a newsletter. And people read his stuff all over the world. He has, like, millions of people who read his blogs and his newsletters. And this most benevolent outcome prayer that we're going to learn how to do today comes directly from him. So I hope you have a pen and paper and you're ready to learn how to ask from your guardian angel. So the request itself is really simple. It's just this. I request the most benevolent outcome for, and then you state very specifically what it is that you want. And then you say, thank you. You always want to say, thank you. And then after you've done that, if you think of it, then with some enthusiasm, you can say, and may the outcome of this be even better than I can expect. What you're doing when you say, I request the most benevolent outcome, that, because of the work that Tom has done, is an automatic cue for your guardian angel, your higher self, to be activated. It's listening to you. And when you make this statement, you need to make it out loud. You can whisper it, or you need to write it. Because what you're wanting to affect is some change in physical reality. So you need to make the statement in physical reality, either out loud with your voice or written down. Either one of those will work great. And again, the statement is this simple. I request the most benevolent outcome for, and then you state very specifically what you want. Now, benevolent is not a word that is in common everyday language. But, of course, benevolent means the highest good, all good. It means everybody that might be involved with or touched by the request that you're making, it's going to be a good outcome for everyone who happens to be impacted by the request that you're making. And so when you say most benevolent outcome, you can trust that only good things are going to happen because that's what you're asking for. When you say, I request the most benevolent outcome, you're saying you only want the most good thing that could possibly happen to happen. So I want to give you some examples of how you can use this. You can use it for little things. You can use it for big things. And that's part of what the books that he wrote, Tom Moore, and the blog and the newsletter that he does, is he gives lots and lots of examples of how to use this most benevolent outcome request, and then stories of how people have used it and the amazing things that have happened as a result. I know I've certainly had amazing things happen, and I've shared this process with a lot of people who have told me their stories for it, and it's quite amazing. So what you need to know is that a request for a most benevolent outcome is a request to your guardian angel for assistance. So this is a request that you make for yourself. If you want to make prayers for other people, that's different, and we'll talk about how to do that in just a moment. This request for the most benevolent outcome, it has to be for very specific, very exact intentions. You're asking for something very particular. And so, because you're asking for the most benevolent outcome, the prayer itself can only be used benevolently, even if you accidentally or otherwise said it in some way that wasn't benevolent, nothing would happen that was not benevolent. That's why it's set up in that way. So the experience then will only be benevolent for everyone who happens to be impacted by it. And so the other thing you need to remember is that a benevolent outcome must be a request for something that you wish to happen, not something that you don't want to occur. And it has to be for you, even though others may be benevolently affected as well. It's a request for you. And so you can use it for little things. You can use it for big things. You can use it for things like, you know, I request the most benevolent outcome for getting to and from work today, free from all harm and hassle. Thank you. That's a good one. Or I request the most benevolent outcome for getting the parking place closest to the door when I get to wherever it is I'm going. And then say thank you. You can also use it for things that are really bigger than that and mean more to you. If you really have to have a certain amount of money by a certain day in order to, you know, be okay, you can make that request. I request the most benevolent outcome for having $1,000 for this particular bill by this particular date. Thank you. And then when you say that, you could also say, and may the outcome of this be even greater than I can expect. That's what making the most benevolent outcome is about. You request the most benevolent outcome for something very, very specific. So if you have a physical illness, that's a great way to use most benevolent outcomes. If you're in pain, or if you're going to the doctor, or you're trying to find somebody to give you the treatments that you need, you can make a most benevolent outcome request for those things. And it's that simple. You can say, I request the most benevolent outcome for finding the doctor that is going to help me the most so that I will be free of pain from this illness. And I thank you. Or you could make it even bigger than that, and you could say, I request the most benevolent outcome for having this illness healed now. And may the outcome of this be even greater than I could expect. Thank you. The point is you want to make a very, very, very specific request. And you always want to say thank you at the end of it. There's no limit to the number of requests that you can ask, either in scope or in quantity or in quality. You can't go over quota in asking for most benevolent outcomes. You can ask for them all day long. No matter what it is you're doing, you can ask for that. So it looks like I have a phone call here I'm going to take. I'm going to play some music for you while I do that, and I'll be back in just a moment. For this show, because it talks about how that inner divinity is alive and well inside of each one of us. So if you're just joining us, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister and holistic life coach, and I'm your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we focus here on all the many tools and ways that there are to live happier and healthier, more peaceful, more loving lives. And what we're talking about specifically today is something called Most Benevolent Outcomes. And this is something that was developed by a man named Tom T. Moore, this particular format. And it's a way to make a very specific request of your guardian angel. And I don't think it really matters whether or not you believe in guardian angels or even your higher self. What happens when you start making these statements, these most benevolent outcome requests, is that you begin changing your own mind about what's possible. And that's what really has to happen. If we want something different to happen in our lives, then we have to be different. We have to change our minds. And so that's why I do this show every week, to give you ideas and ways of how to do that. And before we get back into that conversation, I want to let you know that we are having our spring member-a-thon here at WAIF. We are a listener-supported radio station, and we need and count on your donations. So I would love it if you called and made a pledge. I want to let anybody know who wants to donate $50 or more that if you do that, I will send you a Timeless Quaker Wisdom CD by Paulette Meyer, which I have featured on the show a number of times. And if anybody donates $75 or more, I will give them a free Akashic Record reading. So those are two big things that can happen. And it looks like my phone is ringing again, so I'm going to put some music on, and I'll be right back with you. Enjoy.
And then mercy comes in.
CD that I am giving away for anyone who pledges $50 or more. That was someone who had called and said that her life has been changed actually by listening to this show, and she was pledging, but she was very affirming, and that made me feel really good. So thank you very much for calling. I'm sorry I didn't get you on the air. I'm not sure why that didn't work. But anyway, you can call me back when I'm playing more music, and I will take your pledge over the air. I'm going to try that right now again. Looks like she's calling me back. Enjoy.
Yeah.
give over thine own willing. And before that we heard Thy Presence Forever. Both of those are cuts from the Timeless Quaker Wisdom CD by Paulette Meyer, and I am giving away one of those CDs for anyone who donates $50 or more to the AIF in the name of the show Inner Divinity. And you can call if you can get through. The phones are just sort of going crazy. So you can also get in touch with me through my websites, which are just my name, louisadyer.com or .net. There's also a Facebook page for this show, and you can also get in touch with me through the Facebook page for this show, which is the same name as the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within on Facebook. So if you can't get through on the lines, I apologize for that. They just seem to be ringing off the hook, so we have somebody answering them. But if I don't get to your call, please get in touch with me otherwise, because I would love to take your donation. And I really appreciate the call from the Reverend, who said that this show means so much to her and that she's going to pledge because the show has helped her so much. That really makes my day. So what we are talking about here today are these things called most benevolent outcomes. And you're making a request of your guardian angel in a very specific format. And that format, again, if you want to write this down and you haven't already, is I request the most benevolent outcome for, and then you state very, very specifically, very exactly what it is you're wanting. And then you say thank you. And that's it. And you don't have to do it over and over. You do it once and it's done. And if you want to say a prayer for another person or for world peace or to help all the soldiers or to help all the firefighters or if somebody's in the path of a storm and you're wanting to say a prayer to all the guardian angels to help those people or those situations, then you say that differently. You're not talking to your own guardian angel then. So you don't say that I request the most benevolent outcome when you're talking about other people. What you do, though, it's very simple again. You say, I ask any and all benevolent beings to, and then you fill in the blank very specifically. And then you say thank you. So, for example, I might say, I ask any and all benevolent beings to keep safe and comfortable all the people who are in the path of this hurricane, and may they know that they are loved. Or, you know, and then I would say thank you. Or I might say, I ask any and all benevolent beings to take care of all the soldiers who are fighting on the ground and who are flying in the air and who are riding in their tanks. Keep every one of them safe and whole and knowing that they are loved. Thank you. So that's different. If you're asking a prayer for something or someone else, you just say, I ask any and all beings to, and then you fill in the blank. Assist them, support them, help them, keep them safe. You say what your prayer is very specifically. When you're making a prayer for yourself, you say, I request the most benevolent outcome for, and then you make that statement very, very specifically. Like I said before, you can make that statement about something very simple, like, you know, I request the most benevolent outcome for everyone listening to this radio show today to feel inspired and uplifted, and may the outcome of this be even greater than I can expect. Thank you. Or you can do it about something very specific. You know, I request the most benevolent outcome that whatever it is that's wrong with my car gets fixed today, and that it cost me very little money to do that. Thank you. You know, it's like the more specific you are about what you want, the more powerful your most benevolent outcome request is going to be. And you don't just say, I want something good to happen. Because unless you define good, then nobody knows your guardian angel. That could be anything. So you don't use phrases like, I ask for the most benevolent outcome for good things to happen to me. Well, what does that mean? Get more specific than that. What good things do you want to happen? And if you want to sit down and make 27 most benevolent outcome requests in a row, that's great. You will not go over like a quota. There's no quota for the most benevolent outcomes. So you can't ask for too many of them. So ask them about whatever it is that you really want. Big things, little things. Just know that they need to be very, very specific things. Because the more specific you are, the more likely it's going to happen. And also the more specific you are, when it does happen, you're going to notice it. If you're not specific, then you don't really notice it when it happens because it was too general. So I think asking very, very specific questions is really a big, big benefit. And so there's another thing that a little prayer that Tom T. Moore has on his website, and this is when you're asking for a benevolent prayer rather than a most benevolent outcome. Remember, the most benevolent outcome prayer is for yourself. The benevolent prayer is for when you're making a prayer for anyone else. And there's one on there on his website that I just love, and it's called Benevolent Prayer for Anyone That You've Ever Hurt or Harmed. And I want to just read that because I think it's so powerful. And it says, I ask any and all beings to assist and comfort anyone that I have ever harmed, either physically, mentally, morally, spiritually, or emotionally, in any past, present, or future life. And I ask any and all beings to assist and comfort the families and friends of anyone I have ever harmed in any way, in any life. Thank you. I think that's a very powerful prayer. A lot of times I do prayers like that for forgiveness. You know, I ask any and all beings to help me feel forgiven and to help me be forgiven by anyone that I may have ever harmed. But I think this takes it a little step further. So if you're online and you want to check that out, I would certainly say that that's a helpful thing to do. The other thing that I've gotten from Tom Moore that I think is really powerful is a really simple little statement, and you might want to write this down. And the reason this is powerful is because if you say this or think this over and over throughout your day, what you're doing is you're changing your own mental pattern. You are moving yourself into a positive state of being, moving yourself out of a negative state of being. And when you are in positive states of being, then positive things happen. When we're in negative states of being, we tend to be attracting negative things. So this is how simple this one is. It says, I expect great things today. I expect great things tomorrow. I expect great things all this week. Thank you. Isn't that wonderful? I just love that. So the show that you're listening to is called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we're on every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. And what we do on this show every week is focus on how to live happier and healthier lives. There are so many thousands, if not millions, of ways that each and every one of us can begin healing ourselves. And some of them are very simple. Some of them are not so simple. A lot of them are free. Some of them are not. And what I do every week on the show is talk about the simple things, the free things, the things that each and every one of us can do to make a big difference in our lives. I know that each and every one of us can rise up out of depression, out of any kind of suffering that we're having, whether that's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. I know because I've done it, and I've watched so many people do that as well. We have the power, and I believe it's our birthright, to actually come up out of whatever suffering we've been involved in and live a life from a place of peace and joy and love, because we are divinely created beings, and that's what we've been given. Because each of us has free will, it's up to each one of us to choose it. And they call it a spiritual practice because you have to practice it every day. You have to practice it every moment. It's not like something you get and then you've got it and then that's it. It's just like any other thing. You have to make a habit out of it, and you have to do it every day. Otherwise, you forget. Otherwise, it doesn't stay in your mind. And so what we're doing today, really every week, is talking about how to change our own minds and how to change our own hearts. And today we're using a technique called Most Benevolent Outcomes as a little format for perhaps talking to our guardian angels, but regardless, changing our own mind from something negative to something positive. So just in case you haven't written that down yet, how to make a most benevolent outcome request, I'm going to read that for you again. And it's this simple. I request the most benevolent outcome for, and then you fill in the blank of whatever it is you want. If it's about your health, state very specifically what you want. If it's about money, state very specifically what you want. If it's about your car, if it's about a bill that needs to be paid, if it's about a relationship that you would like to be different, state what you want. You have to state it very, very clearly. And then once you do, say thank you. And if you feel the energy come up from that, you might want to also add, and may the benefits or the outcome of this be even greater than I can expect. Say that with feeling, and it will make a difference. If you want to say a prayer for someone else, for a situation, for a loved one, for an event going on in the world, for people that you don't know, for people that you do know, if you're making a request for other people, you do not use the most benevolent outcome prayer. Instead, you just say a prayer that goes like this. I ask any and all beings to, and then you fill in the blank. If you are really focused on worrying about people who are in the path of a hurricane or a flood or a tornado, then you might make that request for, I ask any and all beings to assist everyone in the path of this hurricane, that they stay safe and warm and know that they are loved. Thank you. Or you could do that about a family member, if they are sick, if they are in pain, you could say, I ask any and all beings to support and comfort, and then you say who it is, and help them be free from pain and help them be well right now. Thank you. That's the thing I think that's most important to remember. It's very different when you're making a most benevolent outcome request. That is for yourself. When you're saying a benevolent prayer, that is for someone else. And they're just that simple. So I'm hoping that you use those most benevolent outcomes for the little things and for the big stuff too. Because I'll tell you, I've seen it make a huge difference in people's lives. And you can use them all day long. If ever you're going anywhere in the car or coming home or to a doctor's appointment or to a meeting, make a most benevolent outcome request that the meeting go in a particular way, or the doctor's appointment go in a particular way, or that your body be healed in a very specific way. Just remember to be very specific, very exact about what you want, and avoid using words that aren't well defined, like good. Like, don't just request a good outcome, because a good could mean something different to anybody. So you want to say exactly what it is that you want. So I hope that was all clear. I don't think I've left anything out. Just remember also that if you will put emotion and feeling into that request, it will manifest more easily and more quickly, as far as I can tell. It's a request to your guardian angels. So if you feel energy when you make that request, don't be surprised. Sometimes these are quite miraculous. They're always effective, even though you may not see it. But if you start making benevolent outcome requests on a regular basis, I'm almost positive that you will start seeing it. Because what you're really doing is you are activating your free will and aligning it with spiritual will. It's like you're taking your little self and aligning it with your big self. And you're changing your own thought patterns. And that is a formula for positive manifestation. So I really hope you're using that, and that's going to be helpful for you. So we're almost out of time, unbelievably. We close out every show with God Is by Faith Rivera, because she says what's true. in this song, and so I hope you really listen closely to understand your own inner divinity. And I'll be back here next week from 2 to 3. I hope you join me. By all means, contact me on the Facebook page for this show, which is the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. You can also get in touch with me through any of my websites, and I look forward to hearing from you. Take good care. I'll see you next week.